183.0.
Log Talk Radio.
I knocked that Kung Fu champion the fuck out. It's on video. You haters are exposed. The mainstream exposed. HBO, Showtime exposed. Deontay Wilder exposed. Joe Rogan exposed. All you motherfuckers exposed. Nothing to say. This is it. You motherfuckers, speaking of the Super Bowl, that show was 3 days after the Super Bowl. You fucking clowns, all you haters. You people, I bet you feel worse than the Falcons fans. You know how the Falcons blew the 28-3 lead? They're probably like, motherfuckers are like suicidal probably. Okay, well, you motherfuckers feel worse than them after what I did last Wednesday. You motherfuckers didn't see that one coming, I bet. Hey, well, see, life is full of surprises, haters. I'm sure you're used to those surprises, but this one was, hey, you degenerates are witnessing history. But, to all the normal people, normal folks out there listening, what's up, everybody? It's the champ, Charlie Zelenoff. Hey, listen, these clowns, they, they pushed all my buttons, man, literally. They pushed all my buttons, and I just, I got so fed up that, you know, I knew that once I got an opponent, because, see, now it's difficult to get opponents that, you know, especially in the city that I live in, Los Angeles, you know, I'm very well known here. You know, I sold one of my GOAT shirts to somebody in England. Therefore, if people in England know who I am, then obviously everybody knows, like, literally everybody who follows boxing knows who the fuck I am. In L.A., people stop me that I've never seen or heard of in my life. And they're like, oh, Charlie Z, let me get an autograph. What's up, champ? So I'm saying the atmosphere is a lot different in real life. I don't have to, like, explain. Oh, you know, I beat this guy, I beat that guy. I got this girl, I got that girl. Like, yeah, well, I was married to Daria. Still am, by well. We just don't talk anymore because I dumped her. You know, fuck her, whatever. But the point is, she's my ex-wife, super hot girl. Like, yeah, if I can get a girl like that, do I really have to explain? Oh, you know, if Megan Fox was single, you know, I would score her. You know, my homie was like saying, what the fuck? If she was not married to Megan Fox, of course I would get her. Kim Kardashian. Hey, look, I told my homie Big Mike, I told him about Kim Kardashian. You know, like, this is the last time I'm going to talk about this bitch on my radio because this is a boxing radio. You understand? Kim Kardashian's a fucking, her clown bullshit, fucking, her fantasy world that she puts on television, I don't want to promote it. You know what I'm saying? This girl, like, okay, I hate to praise Daria, my ex-wife. But she married me. She gave me pussy. She spent every day, every night with me in the same bed. You know, literally slept naked in my arms. You know what I'm saying? For that, she deserves a lot of credit. What did Kim do that? No. Therefore, I don't want to promote her bullshit. But for the last time, I'm going to fucking expose Kim Kardashian. Listen, she wasted my time. Oh, this retard and what's his name? Troll TV. To everybody, listen. There's some crazy guy, Troll TV, some hater. I think is maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure. Who the fuck knows these bots, these trolls. Some breeze back. I thought it was him. Maybe it's him. I don't know. He had some British accent. Look, I don't know. These fucking haters are insane. Whoever this motherfucker is, he is fucking sick in the head, and I'm pretty damn sure that he's gonna post this fucking radio. 1 second. Pound King, Charlie Zona. Yeah, I don't do radios as much, but listen. So, I know this retard, Troll TV, is going to post this. Do you know what this idiot does? Like, yesterday, I didn't make any posts at all on Google. Nothing, not even one. And then I just make a post, 183 traveling, 3 failed. Like, oh, I would kill Mike Tyson. Of course I would. I mean, my last knockout solidifies that. And anything I post, this idiot makes videos. Like, no, that's not borderline anymore. That's already, he's full-blown, beyond repair retarded, man. Troll TV, hey, you need help, dude. No, he literally goes on my Google fucking account, Google channel, whatever, and he posts, like, whatever, okay, whatever I post, like, whatever about my ex-girlfriend's ex-wife, whatever, about my fights, you know, this idiot makes a video. He highlights whatever I post, and he just puts it on YouTube. My God, wow. Dude, you're sick. This guy needs help, man. Troll TV. Hey, Troll TV. Did you see the knockout? Oh, I know you saw it. He's saying, punch some random guy. Random guy? Wow. So fourth degree black belt. That's random to you? Huh, interesting. Let's see here. Fourth degree, 13 years in Kung Fu. Chinese Kung Fu. He's the guy that I knocked out, to everybody listening. World champion Kung Fu. He's competed in tournaments, won first place multiple times. Not even an amateur. See, even if he was an amateur, it would have been impressive knocking him out. I mean, knocking anybody out like that would have been impressive. But he was a pro at Kung Fu. The fight before that, don't give me, oh, was he a boxer, though? Don't give me that, was he a boxer bullshit. The fight before that, who did that beat? Oh, yeah, that's right, Las Vegas, Anthony Thompson, pure boxer, literally pure boxer. Guy was a much bigger, stronger, better version of Floyd Mayweather. Southpaw, you know, Mayweather's not a fighter. He's not, he's a pretender. They're talking about, oh, yeah, what was I talking about? This is the last time I'm going to talk about Kim Kardashian. Okay. My homie, Big Mike, I told him about Kim that before I got locked up, I went to the restaurant that she used to go to. I have no idea what the fuck she does now. I don't care. She got married. I got married with Daria. She got married with a mentally ill musician, Kanye West. I'm saying at that time she wasn't married. She wasn't even they asked her about Kanye West at that time. She said they were just friends. That's why I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go get with this bitch. Or I'm going to try to. And then what happened was, you know, here's the reason why I'm dissing her and everything, because her own, well, I don't know if they were friends, but there was like a lot of girls there at the Nate and Al's restaurant in Beverly Hills, and they were for it, you know what I mean? I came in there with my number one pound for pound shirt, I had my belt and everything. You know, I was very polite, nice with everybody, and literally these girls are like, I left my number for Kim. There's a video of fucking the restaurant asking to take pictures of me. A restaurant where fucking, I didn't come there to promote my boxing, man. I came there to literally get with Kim. I came there to, you know, yeah, and then next thing you know, oh, champ, can we take a picture? Boom, boom. It's like, fuck. It's like a place where you're acquainted with everybody. They like me there. And you don't even want to fucking go on a date with me, or at least like show up just to talk to me, like sit down, and if you're not interested, show up and tell me that you're not interested. Don't fucking call your security and all this bull. What the fuck? Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. When Kim Kardashian, fuck that, man. Yeah, I mean, like, I obviously I want to hit it, but like, I still do, but you know, nah, man, I don't. My ex-wife looks better than her, hell, without a doubt, man. Without a doubt, yes. I mean, I'm talking to, like, this girl now, you know what I mean? She says she might come in March. Yeah, I'm banging this really hot fucking Venezuela chick. Venezuela. So, Latina girl. And I'm Latin women, man. They're fucking... Oh, yeah, she's fucking... more body than Kim. That's the thing. You go to Ukraine, Ukrainian women and Russian women are literally the hottest. I'm not being biased because I'm part. Well, I'm American. I got Russian roots and Ukrainian roots. Yeah, well, I'm American and my roots, Russian and Ukrainian. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you go to Ukraine, I'm telling you. Okay, y'all saw my wife. They got girls like that. Yeah, you're going to see hundreds of Megan Foxes and Kim Kardashians, man, in Ukraine. And they're not on reality TV or in movies or any of that bullshit. And, yeah, there's just like a lot of girls that are not that famous, but they're hotter than Megan Fox and Kim Kardashian. That's what I'm saying. And those are the kind of girls that I get with. Because these women that are in the public eye, they're fucked in the head. They're stuck up. They think they're too good for everybody. They're gold diggers. No, that's what I'm saying. These delusional haters praise these type of women. Listen, man. Okay. Well, yeah, I made Daria known because, you know, I'm the champ. I'm the best boxer in the world. Any girl that I make public, she's going to be talked about because I'm a household, a superstar fighter. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, 183-0, pound for pound, bar none, best in the world. Now, there's a clown fest, Mayweather-McGregor. Well, I knocked out a 185-pound cruiserweight kung fu champion last Wednesday. Mayweather, Floyd, what? Who the fuck are these clowns? Hey, these retards see that fight? My last win? To Floyd and McJoker. Well, Floyd knows me personally. Floyd, how's your father doing, man? He's still recovering from the beatdown I gave him? You never even wanted to, you know, to get... Well, you can't get revenge. I mean, you'd get killed if you fought me. But you never even wanted to see... If this clown Mayweather would get knocked out by me the way Kung Fu Boy did, it would at least show, you know, that he's real, but he's not real. I'm saying if he would at least get knocked out by me, he would at least say, hey, you know what? I fought the GOAT. I wanted to get revenge for my dad. I attempted it. Didn't happen, but at least I attempted it. But see, he's not a fighter. He's a fucking pussy. He's a phony. He's a fake. Mayweather Jr. is a clown. He's fucking terrified of me. I know this motherfucker personally. I've seen him 2 times in real life. Me and him had a set of words. I should have punched him. Whatever. If I see him again, I'm definitely going to punch him. And I was a kid at that time, but I would have beaten his ass at that time. I was being sold short by these delusional haters. Now everybody knows that I'm the GOAT. Now it's a different ball game. Come on. Mayweather himself knows that I would knock him out. He knows that himself. You kidding me? I knocked his fucking daddy out, man. This idiot would... I mean, come on. If somebody knocked your... If somebody touched my dad, I'll fucking kill him. I mean, yeah, I mean, my dad had some, you know, beef before or whatever, but that was before. We're cool now. You know what I mean? Yeah, my dad was very impressed with the knockout. Very impressed. He was like, fuck. He showed his friends, man. Like, everybody, man. I showed this KO to, you know, a bunch of fucking hot girls. They were like, man, women are throwing themselves at me, man. What the fuck is wrong with these people on the internet, man? I swear, I fucking hate these motherfuckers, man. Hey, to everybody listening, man, you all seen my last fight? That is what awaits you. If you're from the internet and I find you, that is what awaits you. Not a threat, but a certified promise. I'm telling you. If you're from the internet, well, I mean, not everybody from the internet's a hater, but, you know, most. Okay, if you're from the internet and you're a hater and I see you, you're getting knocked out. And if anybody dares step foot on my doorstep, you're getting knocked out. You all know my address? You're more than welcome to come. Doorstep. No setups. Going across the street so I can get arrested? No, no, no. Not happening. You come on my doorstep. I'm not asking anybody to come. I'm saying if you're stupid enough to do that, I got surveillance cameras. As soon as you walk up my stairs, I see you on my computer. I open the door, I put you to sleep, cops come, they pick you up, not me, you. They take you to jail for trespassing. Self-defense, I break your jaw, it's called self-defense. There's self-defense law in California and America. You come to my doorstep, it doesn't matter how great of a boxer I am. It does not matter how many wins I have, how many knockouts I have, how many fight videos I have. It doesn't matter how lethal my hands are. What matters is you're coming to my property. I have the right to defend myself and my property by knocking you the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I carry 2 machine guns every day. My left hand, my right hand. That's all the ammunition that I need. Therefore, good luck. You're going to fucking need it. To literally everybody listening to this. planning to do some shady shit to me. Good luck, motherfuckers. You're gonna fucking need it. 183 people failed, alright? You'd fail too. So don't even fucking think about it. But, yeah. Hell, can I say, man, I'm definitely gonna take a break after this last one. And I mean, this knockout versus the Marine, the knockout versus the other Kung Fu fighter in the ring. But see, that Kung Fu fighter, look, that was a great knockout. That was in the ring, I know. But come on, this was better. I mean, this guy was a fourth-degree black belt level fighter. Okay, the other Kung Fu fighter, he was just a big, strong guy. Yeah, but this guy would beat the shit out of the other. Look, it was obvious. Even in that knockout, I'm too fast. Jesse James Lehigh, yeah, look, I know the mainstream is a joke, whatever. I'm cool with him, you know. I talked to him today. He's seen my knockout. He said he was very impressed. He said he literally knocked that dude out of sight. And everybody was impressed. How can you not be impressed with a knockout like that? Yeah, Mr. Troll TV. Well, hey, well, he's sick in the head, you know. He's mentally ill. Yeah, but let me tell you something. Vice versa, the result. It's impossible. Nobody can beat me, let alone knock me out. Vice versa, the result. Let's say that black guy that I fought, let's say he would do that to me. Just for 1 second, yeah. Do you think these haters, do you think like that delusional Robert Dickhead Jr., what's his real name? Robert Dickface Jr., did I get it right? Or Robert Dickface Jr., do you think he would be saying the same? yeah, the retard with the glasses, yeah. Okay, he said cheap shottery. Gym victim, eh? Okay, well, there was no cheap shots. You fucking moron. I asked him, are you ready? He got in the stance. What cheap shots? It's in your fucking head, motherfucker. Take your meds. There's no cheap shots. You people are backed against the wall, and this is it. You're done. You have nothing to say. You don't want to admit defeat, you haters. And you're just like, look, you're so desperate. You're like, oh, my God, what should we say now? Fuck, we don't want to, you know, verbally surrender to zone off. So what do we got to make some shit up, right? Right, right? Oh, yeah. You were all wrong. Am I right? You were all wrong. Am I right about that? Exactly. Everything you fucktard said about me. Hey, karma is a bitch. You people will tell me that, but it's really, see? Karma, hey, stings, huh? Float like a butterfly, punch like Charlie Z. Now that's the phrase. Fuck Muhammad Ali. Fuck Cassius Clay and fuck everybody who praises him. Straight up. The fuck? Get the fuck out of here, man. Muhammad Ali, man, he danced around the ring. He would, like, that showboat dance around the ring against bums. He shouldn't. Muhammad Ali, I've never seen him score a knockout. What the fuck? What knockout? He was feather fisted, man. The fuck out of here, man. I fucking dropped the fucking black belt cruiserweight in fucking literally seconds. Like 2 seconds? 3 seconds? No, literally the fight started at 0:12 and he dropped at 0:14, 0:15. Like 2-3 seconds. In 3 seconds, I knocked out a black belt fighter. In 3 seconds. What happened when he dropped, he got up really dizzy. And then I got into a stance, and I said, all right, you want to continue? He said, no, that's a knockout. If there was a ref, they would have waved him. As soon as he hit the ground, the ref would have said, you're done. Are you kidding me? Those kind of punches, you see how his legs buckled when I hit him with that left in the jaw? If I rushed anybody, if that fucking clown, Deontay Wilder, I swear to God, if I ever fucking see that motherfucker again, oh, my God, man, I'm going to fucking rip him into shreds, man. Listen, a 25-year-old Charlie Zelenov beat Deontay Wilder. I was not in my prime. I was the best. I was the GOAT. Hands down, I was. Bar none, I was the best even at that time. But I'm a lot better now. I'm a different fighter now. The confidence, the speed, the power, everything. The precision, everything. The experience. Listen, after I knocked Wilder out, the knockdown, it was a blessing in disguise, motherfuckers. And now you see it. Wilder is fucking terrified of me. He's fucking terrified of me. They interviewed him. They said, you want to rematch Charlie Z? He said, no. I called his people. Fuck all that. You know, yeah, I mean, I put it on YouTube. I'm saying I called him again and again. Wilder completely, this idiot was giving out my number. That's why I had to change my number. This moron, that's why I don't text him anymore, because I'm thinking, like, who the fuck, how do all these clowns know my phone number? Wilder would give it out. Oh, no, he's done. Why do you think he started talking about, you know, people love me in Alabama, man, they love me, you know, people love me all over the world. So why is he saying people? We're talking about, even the dumbass reporter who was on your side asked you about one person, one fighter, Charlie Zelenoff. He didn't ask you about, hey, I got people too. I don't need no people. What the fuck? I knocked this guy across the ring with one punch. I don't need people against him. Get the fuck out of here. If I brought my people, he'd be in a casket, man. He'd be in a fucking Alabama casket, man. Fuck out of here, man. Yeah, like, people, what he was saying was that, it's on the interview. Wilder said, my people said, oh, you don't have to fight him. We're going to go take care of him, blah, 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 blah. You see, how come I didn't talk to any of my people? I handled it myself. I came with one person. He had like 10 people waiting there. It was set up. I came there practically by myself, and I knocked Wilder the fuck out. It wasn't as great of a knockout as my last knockout, but they were. Well, I wasn't the same fighter at that time. I didn't train for the fight, and I still beat him. Wilder, see, he told me, he tells me that he, I mean, when I was talking to him, we were arguing about having a rematch. Wilder told me, personally, that he watches my fights on YouTube. So he obviously seen the last knockout. Yeah, he definitely, if he didn't want to rematch me at that time, oh, shit. Yeah. He's that's why he's calling out bums like Anthony Joshua, bums like Vladimir Klitschko, because he knows, why fight a guy that already beat you? That guy that beat you in the ring got a lot better. Yeah, the rematch is not going to happen. I hope it does. I want to knock Wilder out cold. I want to knock him out cold like I did to my last opponent. I want to drop him like, well, see, he would have dropped if the ropes wouldn't have held him up. No, but I want to, yeah, but fuck it, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, if I see that punk Chuck Liddell, I'll put him to sleep too. Because he was talking shit about me to Segback. If he didn't say anything to Ellie Segback, whatever, I would have left it alone. You know, I already punked Chuck Liddell. And like, but how are you going to, you're going to fucking get humiliated? You should have done something right there. And then you're going to go to that dumbass reporter, you're going to run your mouth. Dude, you got embarrassed in front of, like, everybody in Beverly Hills. You know what I'm saying? Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, man, that's some serious pussy shit. You're going to get punked? Okay, he got punked by the GOAT. And then when the GOAT, Charlie Z, is not around, you know, motherfucker probably looked left, right. Okay, yeah, I can talk shit. He's not here. You know what I mean? That's some pussy shit, man. Like, what the fuck? When I came up to him, he didn't do nothing. He backed out. I insulted him, his so-called fucking brand, the UFC. I said, hey, listen, all your TV stuff is bullshit. I'm the best. And he's like, oh, okay. He said he doesn't want to have problems with me. So the same guy that said he doesn't want to have any problems with me is talking shit, saying, oh, I didn't want to hurt him, blah, blah. Yeah, right. Get the fuck out of here, man. Lucky with his fucking wife and kid. I just pray mercy because there was a kid there, you know what I mean? His wife, whatever. If I would have fucking dropped Liddell, she would have called the cops on me. But don't worry, Chuck. Next time I see him, Liddell's not going to be so fucking lucky next time. If I see him anytime soon, it's going to be 184-0. And I don't, you know, listen, I'm talking to this really hot girl. Looks like things are going to work out. You know, I'm trying to remarry. I got married with one girl. It didn't work out. It lasted for 2 years. It was like a toxic, very toxic relationship, you know, like love-hate. relationship, love-hate marriage, where we would have a lot of sex. She was a nympho type girl, but you know, after the sex, it was just a bunch of bickering and nagging, and it was more than that. I mean, I wouldn't leave. All girls, you know, have their periods, and you know, come on. If it was just nagging and shit like that, I wouldn't leave her. It was more than that. It was pretty bad, man. Think about it. I went to the Ukraine 3 times. I obviously had feelings for the woman, and she had feelings for me. She got my fucking name inked on her. She literally went to the tattoo parlor and said, "Hey, baby, I got your name." I was like, "What?" I was like shocked. I was like, "What the fuck?" I was like, "Wow, thank you, baby." And she was like, "Do you want to get mine?" I was like, you know, the answer was like, not really, you know. No, because I know Daria. Come on, it's my wife, you know. I know her better than anybody knows her. I know that she has a history of fucking shit up and arguing, and I'm thinking, okay. I said, no, I didn't tell her no. I said, baby, you know, maybe later, you know. Well, it was obviously a no. I don't want to get her name tatted. Come on. I knew that she would pull some bullshit. And then okay, Claudia was fucking, what, 19, 20 years old? Yeah, I was young, very young. But, yeah, 28, a lot wiser now, a lot more experienced. I had a lot of women. I settled down twice. There you go, I settled down twice. Well, 3 times, really, but... meaning 2 different women. 2 times with Claudia. I got back with Claudia in 2013, 2014. But Claudia and Daria settled down with two women. Therefore, the third girl that I'm settled down with, my next wife, the third girl that I'm settled down with, engaged, whatever, serious girlfriend, she's going to be the one. Guaranteed. Yeah, because some people get engaged, they marry, remarry. Sometimes motherfuckers get married with one girl, then another girl, a third girl. That's like really unlucky if you keep remarrying. You know what I mean? Okay, first time marriage, it's look at the percentage. I mean, it's a lot of people get divorced. So it's like, I'm over it. I'm the one that initiated it, man. I'm the one that dumped her. What the fuck? Yeah, like this sick hater, this troll guy, Troll TV, whatever the fuck, he keeps making, like, these videos and, like, posting pictures of Daria with other... I don't care. Those are my sloppy seconds. Get the fuck out of here. And she's hotter than fucking Kim Kardashian, so quit fucking inserting Kim Kardashian's name and stop... Listen, I'm going to defend Claudia here. I'm not with Claudia anymore. Whatever. We had a nasty breakup, but I'm going to defend Claudia here. Okay. Claudia, better body than Kim. Look at the size of her boobs, man. Yeah, Kim doesn't have tits that big, all right? The point is this. You can't call Claudia a slut and then say, oh, Kim Kardashian. Wait a minute. Kim Kardashian? Are you serious? No. My Armenian homie laughs at her. She's Armenian, right? She's like wait a minute. You're calling my ex-fiance a slut? Wait, but who sucked a dick to get famous though, huh? I mean, sorry, infamous. Oh, exactly. Oh, I thought so. On overtime. Kim Kardashian, you know, okay. My ex-wife, almost all my girlfriends, they gave me head. I mean, it's normal, you know what I mean? Okay, but we kept it private. Nobody put anything out, you know what I mean? It's like, but Kim, with Ray J, she put that shit public for the world to see. They all lied that they got stolen. Yeah, right. Get the fuck out of here. Before that, nobody knew the fuck. Listen, remember I used to beat up this dude named CJ in the gym, sparring? We used to spar? Like, yeah, but me and CJ were friends. CJ was friends with Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon, black guy, whatever. TV dude, man. Just some actor, you know? Okay, well, the guy who, whatever, married Mariah Carey, Nick Cannon, yeah, he would come to Tiger's gym. Yeah, well, you know, I knew who he was. He was always cool with me. He would, when's the next fight, man? Go up, man. Yeah, he was very impressed with my power, even at that time when I was like up and comer level. Now I'm the greatest of all time. I'm pound for pound king now. I'm saying at that time, man, even at that time, I was better than a lot of these HBO fags. Just sold short. But anyways, Nick Cannon. Well, I was with Claudia at that time. Nick Cannon was with Kim Kardashian. Nick Cannon would come to the gym. Nobody knew who the fuck she was. He would just be like, "Oh yeah, I gotta go see my girl." But who? Yeah, she was. But then when she did the sex tape, this is it. Her name blew up. Any girl can fucking do that. There's girls just as hot as Kim, hotter than Kim, but they're not as famous, infamous. They're not as known in the public eye as her. You know what I'm saying? And then when she walks out the car and she has all these like paparazzi's picturing her and she acts like she's pissed. Yeah, right. She loves that shit, man. Get the fight. She listens to this. She knows I'm right, man. I'm not burning any bridges. That bridge has been burned a long time ago. Me and Kim, not happening. Fuck. Hey, I'd rather get back with my fucking ex-fiance and ex-wife than get. Yeah, they listen. Daria definitely looks better than Kim. Don't even try to argue that one. That is Daria's 20 years old. Kim is fucking nearing 40, man. Come on. You ever heard the song by T.I. Get Loose? That shit, that pussy's loose, man. That shit's loose, baby. Daria, she was tight. Yeah, she was tight, Of course, I was fucking the shit out of her every day. She got a little, She wasn't as tight, but trust me, Daria has a lot tighter than Kim, man. Man, all them fucking black dudes, she's messed with, man. But yeah, man, 184, I don't know. Definitely not this month. March, I doubt it. Probably April. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Like, go look at my last win, man. My last knockout. That was the greatest fucking feat in boxing history. That was the best knockout ever. I can do it again. I'm saying that my next win is going to be phenomenal. Just like all my wins, but that's it. Now, when you score a knockout, like a KO, I mean, I'm always confident. I mean, I'm a fucking goat. I'm nearing 200 wins. I mean, but now, after, oh my God, I can't explain in words how high my confidence is now. It's just, I'm unbeatable, man. So, put it like this, like I barely even get jitters when I fight. I'm so used to this, man. See these knockouts, like against the Marine, my last knockout, the historic KO versus the Kung Fu champion. I live for moments like this, man. You know what I'm saying? Boxing, the greatest of all time. You don't have to pay me $100 million to fight, to get in the ring with somebody. You don't have to negotiate with me. Oh, do you want this much money? Like this fucking retard, Mayweather Jr. Hey, that guy actually looked like, well, I mean, he was a lot bigger than Mayweather, but yeah, he looked like Mayweather Jr. a bit. You know what I'm saying? Okay, well, Floyd is fucking 150 pounds or 147 pounds. He's too small. I would fucking annihilate him. What the fuck? I knocked Deontay Wilder across the ring, man. My jab was knocking Derek the Giant back. Man, I fucking swept in that fight, man. You fucking retards, man. Man, I beat the shit out of Derek the Giant, man. I fucking destroyed him. Okay, I didn't knock him out. Not every fight can be a fucking knockout, man. Okay, but I won. W. That's what counts. UBF, professionalboxing.webs.com. Look at all my fucking wins. All W's. You don't see any L's. Honestly updated. You know what I'm saying? When a fight gets recorded, I put everything how it is. What y'all saw last weekend, last week, last Wednesday. Yeah, that was just, Hey, that's it. Now you people that talk shit whenever I hit the bob. Whenever I train, whenever I throw punches, I remember all of these. Oh my God! But you telegraph. Oh, you telegraph, really? How do they land though? How do these punches that you crazy people call telegraph? How do they land? Not just this last fight. Every goddamn fight. I throw hands. Anthony Thompson rushed him, destroyed him, beat his ass. See, Anthony Thompson, he lasted pretty fucking long, man. This last fight, man, 2 seconds, man. The guy was on the floor. Yeah, Anthony Thompson. I could do the same to Anthony Thompson, but yeah, that dude is definitely. I beat him, man. I won. Yeah, at that time I thought 182 was my best win. I mean, it was, but then I topped it. Who knows? Maybe 184. I'll top this. But see, how can you top a win that great? I can score an identical type of win where I could drop the other guy and, you know, knock him out. But you know, I don't know. I mean, how else can you top my last win where the guy drops dead? I mean, God forbid. I don't want that to happen. How can you top a win that great? I could score an identical great win, like a great KO. I could score an identical KO like that. See, the opposition was really good. He's a black belt, kung fu champion. I could beat another fucking kung fu champion, you know what I mean, by knockout, you know, or a Marine. Or, yeah, but I don't know. Marines, they're really good fighters, but I give the edge to black belt martial artists. Then again, it depends on the fighter. Marines are fighters, then. Oh, yeah, Navy SEAL. I don't know. Navy SEAL versus black belt? That's a tough one. Oh, yeah. Well, Navy SEAL, yeah. Oh, well, yeah. If I do that to a Navy SEAL, that would. I beat a Navy SEAL on video, yeah. Last year. You all seen it. The tatted up dude, yeah, like two sleeves. It was a good fight. That was at the fucking same gym, actually. Fine. Man, that gym, I swear. I mean, there's no gym that's bad luck. I'm undefeated. But that gym, particularly, I score the best fucking wins there. The best wins at that gym. Beat that Navy SEAL. I beat Robert Parker, that UFC dude that trains with the Gracies. I one shot of that huge 240-pounder. Robert Parker, yeah. Let's see. Oh, Mario Pasa, the fucking tall-ass fucking taekwondo / kickboxer. The dude with like curly hair and shit. The tall-ass motherfucker. I snapped his goddamn neck. Oh, fuck. Yeah, him, Navy SEAL, the UFC dude, and now the Kung Fu champion. Holy fuck. Yeah, I need to come back there, man. Definitely need to come back there. But see, a lot of gyms, they didn't kick me out, but they said you're not allowed to box and beat people up here. You can only hit the bag. I'm like, what? The fuck is the point? I got a bob downstairs. I don't even. Okay, that's the same thing as being kicked out. Even if you're allowed in the facility, but you're not allowed to fight here. What the fuck? My whole life is about fight, fight, fight. Knock people out. If I'm not allowed to fight here, then I have no business here. The fuck? That's the problem. I think I went to Las Vegas to beat Anthony Thompson. And even in Vegas, motherfuckers are backing out. So that's why I just want to chill right now. I just scored. It's hard to get fights, period. And that's why, and since it's hard to get fights this year, 40, 50 wins, another 50-plus win year. Well, I'm not, no. When I get to 200, this is it. Hanging them up. But I'm saying that I'm on pace to get to like 230, 240 now. It's even 250 now. 6 wins, and we're in February. I already got 6 wins. 3 on video. The Marine. The world-class boxer I beat, Anthony Thompson, and the Kung Fu champion that I knocked the fuck out. You haters are indeed delusional. Fucking delusional. You people are crazy. No, but how do you feel now? Yeah, you literally can't say anything. I mean, you could theoretically say whatever you want, but it's like you have no credibility is what I'm trying to say. Now you're exposed. All your shit, everything on, all the stuff you said, all this 0-1, what? 0-1 fighters don't have the ability to knock out Kung Fu champions with a 4th-degree black belt. Sorry, you people are fucking retarded. I'm 183-0. This is it. Okay, when Charlie Zelenoff says his record, 183-0, 149 knockouts, and then you look at a Charlie Zelenoff's last fight, It's validated. When you see that power, that speed, that explosiveness, that knockout, when you watch that and then you look at it and then you're like, well, fuck, he really is 183 and look at how he fights. It's validated. You know what I'm saying? There shouldn't be any oohs and ahs and surprises like, oh, fuck, is he really 183 and 0? Fuck yeah, I am. Look at how I fight. Almost all my fights got recorded. Okay, the bare knuckle ones didn't, but if I say, see, Mike Tyson said that him and was it Mitch Green, some green guy, got into a street fight. There is no video of that street fight. It may have never even, I don't know if it happened or not. It may have been all for press, for media. It may have never even happened. But these delusional clowns that hated on me, they would say, oh my, like they didn't ask Tyson. These people, these media, these mainstream retards that hated on me, right? They didn't ask Tyson, oh, but where's the video? They didn't say that. They said, oh, congrats, Mike, or whatever. Wow, you had a street fight with Mitch Green or whatever the fuck. And when I say I just knocked somebody the fuck out at the Grove over there, I was there. It's not, they were like, oh, but where's the video? You see, it's just, see the level of disrespect? You fucking retards are questioning the greatest of all time. You're questioning a man who would rip Mike Tyson into shreds. Quote me on that. Mike Tyson has 6 losses. Franz fucking Botha? Okay, he beat, quote-unquote, beat Franz. Franz Botha is horrible. What I'm trying to say is he was getting outboxed by Franz Botha until he caught him with that lucky punch. Franz Botha? Homeboy, Franz Botha? Motherfucker, my last fight I knocked out a fucking southpaw, slick, good fighter, very good fighter. Should I say great fighter since he was a black belt? Okay, I didn't give him a chance to show his skills because I fucking rushed him and knocked him out right away. If he was to fight somebody else, you'd see. Look, okay, Anthony Thompson rushed and beat his ass, but see, Anthony Thompson was able to, you know, he was able to last longer. Round 2, I stopped him. Anthony Thompson's a beast, man. You know what I'm saying? To be able to go to a second round with a prime Charlie's on off, yeah, that dude's a beast, man. And he even said, lesson learned, my own opponent. Anthony Thompson's the best fighter that I beat. He's no match for me. But if he was to fight Deontay Wilder, oh, man, Deontay Wilder would be in for a rude awakening. Yeah, he would beat the shit out of Anthony Joshua. All this hype, oh my, Anthony Joshua, I'll fucking kill this clown. I don't challenge Vladimir Klitschko anymore. He's retarded, man. That dude's mentally ill, man. I challenged Vladimir Klitschko for years. Years. He loses to literally a fake fighter named Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury fights once every 2 or 3 years. How many fights did Tyson Fury have in the last 2 years? 1. He's not a fighter. If you fight once in 2 years, you're not a fighter. You know what I mean? Tyson Fury diagnosed with mental illness. Tyson Fury beat Vladimir Klitschko. Wait a minute. If you, Tyson Fury, son, you got. I would remember 2011, 2012. At that time, I would have beat. No shit. I would have fucked up Klitschko at any time. But now, I would end Klitschko's fabricated career and what he calls a career. I would knock Klitschko out. See, that's what I did in my last fight. That's what I wanted to do to Klitschko. I called K2. I used to train with him.